The next patient is Alicia Morales. The last name is M-O-R-A-L-E-S. First name, Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A. This is a clinical case of a 59-year-old Mexican female that has a diabetes mellitus that is severe. The patient has diabetic retinopathy, diabetic nephropathy, and diabetic neuropathy. The patient, along with this, has hypertension and hyperlipidemia and has been overweight, period. She has a strong family history related to her mother's side. All the aunts and all the daughters have diabetes, period. The patient comes today after hospitalization for a pneumonia. And in the laboratory workup that was done in January the 5th, 2023, the creatinine was 3.8, the BUN 68, and the estimated GFR was 16. And the patient was excreting more than 6 grams of protein, period. There is some degree of prurigo nodularis, period. The patient has a blood sugar that is elevated that makes a contribution for hyperfiltration, period. The most important thing from the renal point of view is the blood sugar control. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is way out of control. Recently, the hemoglobin A1C on January the 5th, 2023, was 9.7. The patient is treated erratically with the administration of Humulin 70/30. For that reason, I recommended that she sees the endocrinologist in order to get the A1C under control. That is extremely important. Following number, arterial hypertension. And at the present time, the blood pressure today is 123/58. It's finally under control. And we are going to encourage the patient to keep on taking the same medications, period. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient could not tolerate the administration of atorvastatin, weakness, soreness, and she decided to stop. The total cholesterol is 168, the LDL is 100, and the HDL is 21. It's a bad pattern. The patient is taking fenofibrate, and the blood sugar control is more than indicated. Following number, hyperuricemia that has remained 7 milligrams per cent compared to 11. That was the first determination. Following number, the patient has secondary hyperparathyroidism with a PTH that was 121. The phosphate is 4.7. Following number, there is no evidence of hyperkalemia. The potassium is 4.2. The patient is following a low potassium diet. Following number, the patient has iron deficiency. She is recommended to take a new iron 150 milligrams POBID. The hemoglobin was 14. We are going to advise the patient to lose the fluid overload, follow the diet, low sodium diet, low protein diet, plant-based diet, and a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. A appointment with Hannah Campbell, APRN. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes with the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation, in the EMR.